Hi, this is Mrs. Devonteer, and I will be reading Chapter 3 from the book Almost Super. The name of the chapter is Drink Your Goat's Milk. Lying in bed, half asleep, I figured I'd had a nightmare. A nightmare where Benny and I had gotten worthless powers. I struggled to remember what our real powers were. Benny's alarm rang. He slid off the bed and fell in a heap onto the floor. His head poked out from under the covers. "Is it morning?" I heard a pop. His belly button. It hadn't been a dream. "Yeah, it's morning," I said. Mom's voice echoed through the house. "Boys, breakfast!" Fighting a wave of despair, I got up, went to our walk-in closet, and stepped inside. I quickly got dressed and then grabbed my shoes and socks. When I came out of the closet, I saw Benny on the floor, his belly and face pressed flat against the carpet. He pushed against the carpet with his hands. "What are you doing?" I asked. "Push-ups," he said, gasping as his plump body rose into the air. His arms shuddered under the weight, and his whole frame shook with effort. I had a thought. "Have you tried doing push-ups with your belly button?" I asked. "Maybe your navel is like some kind of amazing unstoppable force, and you could..." "Already tried it," Benny grunted. "Didn't work." I sighed and began pulling on my socks and shoes. "So why are you doing push-ups?" Benny collapsed to the floor and rolled onto his back. "I want to be as strong as possible when we get our super suits. The more muscles I have, the better I'll be able to fight." Benny's breathing came in puffs. His face was flushed. "How many push-ups did you do?" I asked. Benny sat up. 5. "But I bet I can get to 6 by tomorrow." He stood and flexed his muscles. "Oh yeah, I can tell I'm getting stronger already." I didn't have the heart to tell Benny that the ability to do a lot of push-ups would never come in handy when fighting supervillains. I went downstairs, finding the same breakfast we had every day of our lives. I can tell you 100 advantages of living in a superhero family. The cool devices, the secret identities, the off chance of meeting with high-up government officials. But the superhero diet is not one of them. "Ah," said Dad, striding into the room, "the breakfast of superheroes." He dished up some rice in a bowl, sprinkled spearmint leaves on top, and poured a pint of warm goat's milk over the green and white lump. He shoveled it into his mouth and smiled. I dropped into my seat and stared at the white blob. I could barely stomach this food on a good day, and today was not a good day. "Can Benny and I have cold cereal?" I finally asked, "since we're not going to be superheroes." "Nonsense," Mom said. "You're superheroes just like the rest of us." "This food keeps us in tip-top shape," Dad said, his mouth full of rice, "both mental and physical. It's a perfect balance of nutrients and vitamins. And the spearmint keeps your breath minty fresh." "I'd rather have cereal," I said. "The kind with marshmallows. Or what about eggs and bacon?" I still remember the last time I had bacon. It was like heaven in my belly. We eat regular food when we have to blend in. I'd eaten bacon 4 times in my life, and every time was memorable. "Drink your goat's milk," Dad said. I didn't eat anything. I had a big chunk of gloom in my gut, and it didn't want company. Benny came downstairs and dished up a large helping of rice and goat's milk. "I need extra energy because I'm doing push-ups," he explained. Rodney had already left for school. Everyone ate in silence until Dad finally cleared his throat. "I thought you boys might want to know that I called around to some of the neighboring cities, spoke to some of my cousins and uncle. Yesterday, everybody who was old enough got interesting powers." I remembered what he'd said last night and wondered if he really meant worthless powers. "Like what?" Benny asked. "Let me think," Dad said. "Spencer is the son of one of my cousins. He has the ability to knit He can't do it fast, and he can't knit anything useful like steel cables or carbon nanostrings. In fact, he can only knit sweaters.
Sweaters? I ask.
Dad nodded. And they don't even fit people. Just small dogs. Toy poodles, chihuahuas, or puppies, I guess.
His power is the ability to knit small dog sweaters?
Yup, Dad said. And your second cousin, Anya?
She sees a timer above everybody's head. It tells her how long it's been since the person last shampooed their hair.
I couldn't believe it.
Why is this happening?
Nobody answered my question. I looked at the clock. In 10 minutes, the bus would stop in front of our house. Benny and I would climb aboard. 8 minutes after that, we'd stop and pick up Juanita Johnson. Because of our worthless powers, she would have the perfect opportunity to.
I couldn't believe I'd been so slow.
Of course, I said.
What is it, son?
Mom asked.
Benny and Dad both stopped eating to stare at me.
I saw a glimmer of hope, a flicker of light in a black cave.
We didn't get our real powers yesterday, I said, having a hard time talking through my excitement.
Somehow the Johnsons messed things up. They gave us these worthless ones instead. It's so obvious.
All I got from my grand revelation was a, "Can someone please pass the spearmint?"
Dad looked skeptical.
I don't think that's how it works, he said. It's the universe that gives us these powers. The Johnsons can't interfere with that. And you're forgetting to shake your fist when you say, Johnsons.
Dad shook his fist twice.
I shook my fist, but only because I didn't want an argument.
This is all part of their plan, I said. They took away our powers so Juanita can get us at school.
Juanita can't do anything at school, you know that. Dad said,
supervillains have to maintain a secret identity just like we do. Stay in public places and you'll be fine. Just don't make the mistake of getting caught alone with this girl.
We could skip school, I suggested, at least until we know what's going on.
Rafter, honey, Mom said, do you have another algebra test you're trying to get out of?
I know how you struggle with math.
I don't struggle with.
I took a deep breath.
Dad, will you at least call Grandpa and see what he thinks?
I remembered something. Yesterday, right before we got our powers, I saw a flash of light. Did anybody else see that?
Blank stares.
I think you might be grasping at straws, son, Dad said.
I'm not, I said. I thought I saw a flash of light when Benny got his power, and then again when I got mine, like lightning.
Dad raised his eyebrows.
From outside?
Yeah.
I tried to remember exactly what I'd seen. It seemed like it was coming from the right, and maybe a little behind our house.
Like from downtown? Dad said.
No, I said, more toward the mountain, like out Highway 89 in the direction of the dump.
Dad went back to his breakfast.
Don't you think if there was really a flash of light, somebody else would have seen it? Dad said.
And there were a dozen of us in that room.
Everybody was looking at Benny and me, I said. We were the only ones facing the window.
Just tell Grandpa about the light.
That might be important.
Dad sighed. I'll talk to Grandpa. I just don't want to see you get your hopes up and then have them dashed again.
I grabbed some food after all. I knew I was right.
Grandpa would put together a team and we'd figure out what was going on.
Somehow, I would get my power, and I would find a way to save the day.
I finished my breakfast and then went to get my backpack.
The Johnsons had stolen my dreams.
The Johnsons had taken my power.
It was time to take it back.